Hello, everybody. This week is Parshas Vayikra, right before Purim. Very, very exciting time. And there's no way in a 5-6 minute Dvar Torah that I have time to give. I can possibly even touch on Purim, but I'm going to try my best to do something. I got to do something. So I'm going to go like this now. Very interesting. Usually, Parshas Tetzaveh is right before Purim. Now, Parshas Tetzaveh, usually before Purim, that means that there's a shaykh, a connection between Parshas Tetzaveh and Purim. Now, Hashem's name is not mentioned in the Megillah, and Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh. And it's all about clothing over there, the big day Malchus, about Achashverosh. But here, what are we doing? How can we possibly connect Parshas Vayikra to Purim? So it's interesting. There's a Rabbi Biederman brings his Divrei Yisrael that says like this: the end of Shemos ends off last week with the words, Achrei the Sinai Beis Yisrael L'chol Maaseihem, to all the travels of Jewish people. That's how we end up Chazak Chazak V'nes Chazek, all the travels of Jewish people. And this week's Parshas Vayikra starts off in Vayikra, and the Vayikra has a little small aleph there. So what's going on with the small aleph? So he says like this. He says that the word Vayikra, the basis of Vayikra, is Vayikar, Vayakar, happening. It looks like things in our lives are happenstance, but really there's an aleph there. There's a little Hashem, a little aleph, not a little Hashem. There's a little aleph that hints to the fact that everything going on in our lives and all our travels is looked upon and guided by the love of Hashem all the time, no matter what. It doesn't look like Hashem is there, Chas v'Shalom. It looks like we're going through hard times, and a lot of us are, but we should all know that Hashem is guiding us all the time, and it's out of absolute love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing everything that we need to do. Like a little kid being told to sit in the dentist chair, but it's the good-heartedness of the parents and that is putting the kid in the dentist chair. And although sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's hurt, it hurts, but we should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing whatever he's doing to us because it's absolute best for us. And Hashem is loizoz michibaseinu. Rav Yonos Anavish's words, Hashem is loizoz michibaseinu. He's always full love with us. That's incredible. And he says that the tachlis of Simcha of Purim is to know, the Zoe tachlis of Simcha sheish lanu l'smach of Purim is to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is loving us and loves us constantly all the time. Remember, there's no such thing as time by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created time. So he's outside of the whole idea of time and he loves us constantly all the time. When we do things wrong, he has to take measures, whatever, to fix us up because he wants us forever and ever to have eternal bliss. So that's what he's doing all the time. We have to realize as well, it's interesting, in the Megillah, we know that Hashem's name is not there. But there's one place, maybe there's more, but the one place that I know of, that you see Hashem's name in Rashi Tevos. Now, the truth is, in Sofei Tevos it's there, by when Haman says, Kol Zeh Eino Shavali, Zeh Eino Shavali, the last letters are Yudke Vavke backwards. And we know that the Midas Hadin, Yudke Vavke is backwards when there's Midas Hadin. And that's when Haman is falling. He's saying, Kol Zeh Eino Shavali, interesting enough that it's when he thinks that everything he has is worth nothing to him. He's not grateful. That's when the Midas Hadin turns on him. That's a different lesson. That's very interesting to point out that Midas Hadin is turning on him when he thinks that everything he has is invalid and he doesn't appreciate what he has. But that's the Yudke Vavke backwards. Now, where is the Yudke Vavke forwards? The words, look at the words, Yovo Hamelech Vahaman Hayom. Yudhe and then a Vavhe. Okay? What is going on there? There is a time that it looks like it's terrible. It's terrible. What's going on? The Jewish people feel like Esther and Malka is turning their backs on them. Esther and Malka is inviting our arch enemy, the one who made this terrible decree, to a suda with her. Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom. But in actuality, that is the biggest kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. Is he putting on Esther's and Malka's mind to invite this wicked person to and cause his downfall. So we should know that in every little thing that happens, Hashem is there behind the scenes and everything will be good. We have to trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make everything good. There's one other thing I wanted to say that Rav Biederman brought, that I hear every year, that you have to understand the time of Achashverosh, there was such a terrible decree on Klal Yisrael that a Haman was lifted above the king. The Medrash says that a Melech Achashverosh made Haman's rulership abilities to be like above the king. And that's why it says when Haman came to what's it called? Vashti said to tell Haman, you're so upset with Mordechai, go to the Melech and tell him to hang Mordechai, and Morla Melech. So he brings, I forgot who this is, I think it's the Mar V'Shemesh. Forgive me if I'm wrong. One of the tzaddikim brings that what happened is afterwards, after Mordechai was appointed to be in instead of Haman's place, so Mordechai was elevated to a place above Haman. So therefore, that means that now Mordechai is lifted above the level of the king, and that every single Jew on the day of Purim is lifted to that level, that you can go ahead and you can tell Hashem, so to speak, the Melech, the king, what to do. You can actually, as long as you're asking and you're telling Kosh Baruch Hu, you must do this. But there's one Tanai, he says, very incredible Tanai. He says, you have to want it as badly as Haman wanted to hang Mordechai. If you want it as badly as Haman wanted to hang Mordechai, then you'll get what you ask for on Purim. So Hashem should help us. We should be able to have the Azaz de Kedusha, the boldness of holiness that we're supposed to have, to ask Hashem, Hashem, we're serving you. We want to do everything we can. Not, we don't ask in the schus of this, or we don't ask in our merits, God forbid. We're saying, Hashem, please do a chesed with us this day. Hashem, we want it so badly. End this terrible Amalek. End this Safek. End the doubt in Amunah, in Amunah's Hashem. End it. Bring Mashiach to the kingdom. Everybody can see. Bayomu Hashem Echad Ushmai Echad. Finally, the Amalek, the Safek, can be wiped out. Gematria Amalek is Gematria Safek. Wipe it out, Akash Baruch Hu. We should be Zaycha to have touch Amunah this Purim to bring Mashiach to the kingdom right away to Imamish have the Gula Shlema with this coming Nisan or before even. I just heard also in Shir that I heard on the way to somebody's bar mitzvah this week that all the chodeshim have yud kei vav kei in a different gematria, but the 13th month has all of them. Now within 13th month because it's the extra other year. Okay, the incredible power that that's supposed to have is amazing. Kosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should use all this power to bring Mashiach to the kingdom. There's one more thing I just forgot to mention. My Rabbi Mordechai Friedman Olav Shalom used to bring B'Shem the Kav Yosher, that there's a certain Shar in Shemayim that only opens up once a year, actually twice a year, because we make the Brachos and the Megillah twice a year. When they make the Brachos and the Megillah, to have in mind, of course, don't lose sight of the fact you want to be Yetz the Mitzvahs, but when you're listening to the Brachos and Megillah, have in mind a certain Bakasha, that there's a certain Shar that opens up in Shemayim that you can get your tefillahs fulfilled. Hashem should help us. We should always feel that close to Hashem all the time, not only that part of the year. We should always feel close to Kosh Baruch Hu because He's always with us, always loving us. Like we said before, B'Shem Rav Yonasan Abish Lois Loz Mechi Basenu, Kosh Baruch Hu always loves us. And we should use the opportunities of Purim that are there apparently for us to use to bring Mashiach, to have our answers wishes have our wishes answered. L'toiva, everybody should have a wonderful Purim. B'zachad Avamuna Shleim and Amu Pshuta and Kosh Baruch Hu. Thank you.